So hi and welcome to our new podcast, The Charmed Ones Minus Piper. I'm Sarah. My co-host will be Tony. We're actually not together right now because of, you know, the corona and social distancing, and both of our states are like on stay-at-home orders right now. So it's gonna be kind of like a separate but together type of thing if we can get it up and running while we're still in quarantine, because who knows how this is actually gonna go. So, but I have always wanted to do a podcast, like always and forever. I've always wanted to do one, never really had, you know, the initiative to do it. That's one of the things I really lack in life, is the initiative and motivation to get shit done. And, you know, I always just thought I couldn't do it by myself, so I wanted to have somebody else there with me, but then nobody ever really wanted to do it with me. Like, that's very sad, but like nobody really wanted to do it with me, but then Tony finally agreed to do it with me. So I think we're going to do it, not quite sure how it's going to go until it goes. So I figured our first episode would be introducing ourselves to any possible listeners, if you are out there. If you are not, well, oh well. But if you are, so I'm Sarah. You know when you're in an interview and the interviewer is like, oh, tell me about yourself. I fucking hate that question. And you want to know why? Because I've always had this thought deep in my conscience that I'm not an interesting person. Like, honest to God, I'm not an interesting person. Like, really. They're like, oh, tell me about some hobbies. I like to watch TV, I like to read, and I like to write. Like, that's literally everything. Like, that's everything. I don't know what else to tell you. And it's just like, I had an interview one time where she was like, oh, tell me something about yourself that's not work-related. And the first two sentences out of my mouth were work-related, because not because I can't listen, but it's just like, I'm so boring. Like, I don't have anything else to talk about. Literally, that's what it is. And I know I've said like a dozen times already, and this is only the first 2 minutes. I'm so sorry. So, not very interesting. Like to read, like to write, like to watch TV. Like, the most I've done in quarantine has just been watching TV, and honest to God, I've just rewatched old stuff that I've already watched, because even though I have a whole Netflix list of stuff I have not watched, I again cannot give myself the motivation to watch the new shit, so I just rewatch old stuff because I know what's going on, so I don't have to pay it close of attention, so that I can just mindlessly scroll through social media on my phone and be paying the TV half of attention. But I know if I'm watching something I've never seen before, I'm gonna at least try to pay it some attention, which means I can't be on my phone. And it's just like, why am I like this? Why is my generation like this? Why do I have such a small attention span? Like, what has the internet done to us? But those are really the things I like. Well, some other things about me. I'm a very anxious person. Yeah, I'm a very anxious person. People have said, no, not even that people have said. It's just like, sometimes I think I'm depressed, but then I'm like, I don't really know. Like, I think I'm just lacking motivation at everything in life. So, you know, however that goes. But I figured this podcast would be about literally everything and nothing. I have a small list of things we can possibly talk about, depending on if we want to talk about it later or not, you know, whatever. I really don't know what else to say. Like, this is why I hate introducing myself. Like, I hated icebreakers in school. I would literally dread it so bad. And then I would rehearse the answer that I was going to say in my head over and over and over and over until it was my turn. And then I would still stumble and like not know what to say, even though I spent 30 minutes rehearsing what I was talking about. It's literally so bad. But me and Tony are best friends. We've known each other since I was 9 and she was 8. We call ourselves the Charmed Ones because she has an older sister, so we made it 3. Like, if you know what the Charmed One is, it's a group of 3 sisters. We would always grow up telling each other, like, oh, you know, we're definitely sisters, just long lost at birth sisters. But, and we've known each other so long. Like, this is my longest relationship, like, friendship I've ever had. So, but her older sister probably doesn't want to be part of the podcast, so it's just going to be me and Tony. We have a lot of the same views, but also a lot of different views. So I think it'll be very interesting to get 2 sides of it. But because we're so close friends, it's not like an argument. we're not debating each other. It's literally just like we're just having a conversation, which I think is something new, because you get people who just want to argue. And I'm like, but I don't want to argue. If you don't think the same way I do, that's fine. Which I think works better when you're doing it with somebody who you know, who you're very comfortable with, who knows you very well. Like, I swear to God, Tony probably knows me better than I know myself. And it's crazy to say that, but like, it's true. She probably really does. So we've known each other forever. We've been through a lot together. Like, there was a lot of family drama that went down with me and then went down with her. And it's just like, we still stuck together. Her and her family moved to Rock Hill. I used to drive 30 minutes every other weekend, not every other, every weekend, to stay the night. And then they moved again and I would still visit them. And then eventually she had to move to West Virginia and I would still visit this bitch. Well, I mean, I never went to, not West Virginia, Virginia Beach. What the fuck? Anyway, I wouldn't visit her up there because at the time I didn't have a car and like I had no way of getting there, but like we would still talk. And whenever she would come down, we would hang out. We would still like do stuff. And I would go hang out with Tanisha all the time. That's her sister. So it was like we were in separate places, but we still somehow held on to our friendship. And I really admire that for us, because a lot of people, you know, you move away, you drift apart, you never talk again. And that just didn't happen with us. And I'm like so thankful for it. But at the same time, it's just like, I don't know if it stopped me from building other long-lasting friendships, because like, literally, I don't have any other friends. Like, you think I'm joking, but I'm being so serious. Like, I don't have any other friends. And I don't know if that's just because, like, I'm a bad friend or a bad person. Like, I don't know. I'd need somebody to, like, judge that for me, because I don't think you can really judge those type of things for yourself very well. So I don't know if it's that. Like, I don't know if I just don't come off right to people, like first impressions, which I probably don't, because again, I'm very anxious. So when I'm meeting new people, like I don't talk. Like, it's stone faced, silent, don't talk. And that probably puts off a lot of people. Like, honestly, a lot of people I could have been really good friends with. But then it's also, even once I get to know you, like I'm very moody and then I'm still quiet. Like, even when we get to know each other, like Tony will tell you, I'll be hanging out with her and I'm still fucking quiet. And it's just like, that's kind of just who I am. And I guess I haven't met the right people who not only can live with that, but might also be that way too. Like, I think those are the type of people I need to meet, but I'm just not meeting them, I guess. And then both me and her are very anxious about doing things by ourselves. Like, I feel like I'm more willing to do things by myself, but I don't want to. Like, if somebody wanted to come with me, I would much rather prefer you come with me rather than me going alone. But like, I'll go alone if I have to. Like, if I really want to see a concert, I will go by my freaking self. But if you want to come, like, oh, please, please come so I don't have to go by myself. Like, that's also part of my anxiousness. We also really both like poetry. We both write a little bit of poetry. She's definitely a much better poet than I am. I can barely slap two sentences together and have it sound right. But I think I'm more of a prose writer than she is. We both read the exact same type of books. She's gotten more towards the, like, you know, freaky books. I'm still reading, like, poetry books and YA books because that's just the genre that I still like. You know, I'm still in that age group a little bit. So, and she's also 100% better at grammar than me. Like, I don't know how many times I've sent her something and I'm like, oh, please be a grammar Nazi. Please fix this. Please, please, please make it better. And she'll just be like, yeah, okay. And then I get it back and it's like 100 times better. So thanks for that. So yeah, I guess that's who I am. That's a little bit about what I think the podcast is going to be like. I will now switch it over to Tony and we'll see what she has to say.